Audio 6.7.
Thank you for choosing the Stratford-upon-Avon audio walking tour. The walking tour takes 2 hours, but you can stop and visit some of the buildings and places of interest on the way. We start our tour at the Tourist Information Centre on Bridgefoot. Go out of the door and turn right. Go straight on for 10 minutes. When you get to Henley Street, go past the post office and the library. The next building on your right is William Shakespeare's birthplace. Shakespeare was born there. The house is open to visitors from March to November. Opposite Shakespeare's birthplace is a small street called the Minories. Walk down here and turn left into Wood Street. At the end of Wood Street, turn right and walk to Nash's house. Nash's house was the home of Shakespeare's granddaughter Elizabeth. It was next to New Place, the house where Shakespeare died. Nash's house and New Place are open from March to November too. After Nash's house, go straight on, and the next building in Church Street is the old grammar school where Shakespeare was a student. It is still a school today. Now, walk to the end of Church Street and go left. Walk past Hall's Croft, which was once the home of Shakespeare's daughter, Susanna. At Avonbank Gardens, turn left, and soon you can see the river. Walk along the river for 10 minutes. The next big building you see is the Royal Shakespeare Theatre. You can visit the theatre or have a meal in the theatre restaurant. In the evening, you can see a play by Shakespeare. The theatre is usually very busy, so it's a good idea to buy tickets early. In front of the theatre is Bancroft Gardens. Why not sit in the gardens and relax after your walk? We hope you enjoyed your walking tour of Stratford-upon-Avon. Please write and tell us.